So welcome to the podcast today. Yuli, how are you doing today?
Hey, thanks for having me. But I'm having problems hearing you because my bus is very loud. We're here on the motorway from Detroit.
Okay.
So you have to speak very, very loudly, and we're going to be on the road for the next 8 hours. So.
Okay, I'll speak up a little bit louder. Hopefully.
The best of it.
Sounds good. So you have over 40 years in the music business with the Scorpions and an amazing solo career. That's incredible. The tour kicked off April 2nd in Arizona. It's called the Interstellar Sky Guitar World Tour. How's that been going for you?
It's going very well. I mean, it's probably my best tour in the States so far, which says something because I've been here so often. It's very enjoyable, and it's an unusual tour because every night we're doing two shows, two completely different shows actually. The first half is just me by myself with a big screen, and an evening with Uli Jean-Roth. I'm doing all sorts of things, playing some classical pieces, playing new pieces, some flamenco stuff, also presenting my new book, which is called In Search of the Alpha Law. And then there's an intermission. And then the second half is with the full band, and we're doing my early rock stuff, Scorpions, Electric Sun.
Nice.
And it's a 3-hour program, but it works very well. Those people are apparently really enjoying it, you know, and so are we.
That's good. So in the early 80s, you invented the sky guitar. Can you explain what? In the early 80s, you invented the sky guitar. Can you explain what that is and what makes it different than a normal guitar?
Yeah. The sky guitar is an electric guitar, which is an extension of the traditional electric guitar, like a Fender Stratocaster or Gibson Les Paul guitar. It can do all these things that a traditional guitar can do, but it has a much bigger tonal range. That means I can play much higher on the sky guitar than on a normal guitar, which is exactly what I wanted. You know, even back in the Scorpions days, I literally ran out of frets quite often. My guitar solos, and I wanted to go a little higher, and I couldn't. So that's how the sky guitar came into being. I wanted to extend it, and that brought with it the playability, and later on I also added a seventh string, a bass string, and my flamenco sky guitar has 9 strings even. It's got a very broad, big range, you know.
Wow.
It's almost like a piano.
Now you're making me want to go to the Toronto show to see it, so it'd be real cool to check it out.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
It'll be really cool when you come to Toronto to see what's going on with the band and watching you play. That'll be amazing. So it's been mentioned that some of today's guitar players, like Kirk Hammett, were influenced by you and Yngwie Malmsteen. That's quite the honor. So who influenced you growing up? Like, who are your favorite guitar players when you were young?
Yeah, I started out listening to the Beatles, and then my main influences on the guitar were Eric Clapton and later on Jimi Hendrix, you know, and then I took it from there. I then studied classical music, and somehow I came up with a mix between the two. strange mixture, but it works for me.
Awesome. So you played on four of the Scorpions albums. Is there any one in particular that you enjoy playing on, or any favorite song, or you just...
I didn't get that.
You played on four Scorpions albums. Which one was your favorite to play on, and did you have a favorite song to play on?
Back then, Virgin Killer was my favorite, you know, because I think we were in the full flow of it, and it was all quite new and exciting. So now, with hindsight, I like them all for different reasons, you know. And there are some tracks that stand out more than others. And it is what it is. And we're still playing some of them live. And it's pretty amazing to see the longevity of these tracks. You know, some are like 50 years old, and when we play them, it seems like they were written yesterday. It's actually quite something.
Yeah, they were amazing albums. I just started listening to them again today, and it's like those were some of the best ones, to be honest.
Yeah.
Briefly, in 2006, you happened to reunite with the Scorpions, I think. Went on stage with them and played for a few songs or something. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did quite a few shows, you know, at least 20 or so. I'm not sure now, in various countries. And that went on for a few years, where we played festivals or tours. And I enjoyed that.
So have you, when was the last time that you would have been on stage with them at all?
As far as I remember, that was in Japan, in probably 2016. There was a big festival near Tokyo called Loud Park Festival, and they were there, and I was there. We were both playing that festival, and then, you know, one thing leads to the next, you know, let's play We'll Go in the Sky.
Nice. So what are your future plans? What are your future plans? Are you planning on making another album, or what do you?
Well, I'm at the moment I have recorded a lot of new things, but not yet mixed. This summer I'm going to do some oil paintings, because I love doing that. In the autumn, we have more touring going on in Europe. And next year, I'm planning for some orchestra shows.
Nice.
So, yeah. But I'll probably come back to the States as well, because we enjoy doing that.
So, do you stay in touch with
Canada,
any?
Of course.
What's that? Pardon me?
I said, and Canada, of course.
Of course. You got to come here. So do you stay in touch with any of the former Scorpion members? Do you stay in contact with
Not
them at all?
Not recently. I mean, you know, whenever we meet, it's like a family thing, and these things don't go away. It's like a natural, you know, well, you know what it's like when you meet people that you've known for so long and had a strong relationship with. It never goes away. But no, they do their thing, I do my thing, you know.
Right. Ozzy Osbourne just got inducted into the Rock Hall. He's going to be inducted this year. And I was wondering, in your honest opinion, do you ever feel that the Scorpions will ever be in the Rock Hall?
I don't know anything about these things, you know. I mean, as far as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's like a commercial thing. I think they pick people for whatever reasons. I don't know what's going on there. But I do know the Cleveland, the Museum of Rock and Roll of Fame. They've invited me on several tours there. They've always been very, very nice to me. And it's always cool to be there, you know.
Nice. So it was a.
I don't know thing, you know. It's not something that I particularly care about, you know.
That's all right. So, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you come to Toronto in a few weeks, and I'm glad the tour's going pretty good, and I wish you all the best. I think we're going to cut this a little bit short today because it's pretty hard for both of us to hear from each other. So, it was a pleasure having you on the show, and like I said, I can't wait to see you in Toronto. Hopefully, I get the chance to meet you. So.
So you're in Toronto?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay. You're, always good to be there, so I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome, I can't wait. Hey, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.